This is the Midday Market Report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing for our Midday Market discussion. And Brian, what are we dealing with at the start here of 2025 in the grains?
Yeah, you bet, Mark. Thank you, first of all, and Happy New Year. We're dealing with basically steady to a little bit higher in corn and soybeans, which things were a little defensive this morning. They kind of edged back. That pesky dry weather in parts of Argentina and southwest Brazil, as we talked before, continuing to surface. Yet there's been some scattered rains along the way. And there are some that are saying, not so quick. We're not going to get too much rain in the near term. We're talking the next 5 to 10 days, maybe 12 days. Others are saying, well, it gets a little wetter after that. But nonetheless, drier regions start somewhere, and that may be the undercurrent of support, along with what we've seen as good export sales throughout the fall and early winter in both corn and beans, corn a little more prominent than beans. So that's what you got in those two. Wheat's about a nickel lower. Just don't have any positive news there today after a little bit of a turn higher here the last several sessions. But let's call it sideways to slightly higher in grains. And then, Mark, over in the livestock sector, real strength in the cattle complex again. $1.40 to $1.70 higher prices continue to move higher on the heels of expectations for strong cash, and ultimately that's providing underlying support.
That was Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Lauren Botine, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for 4.5 years now. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it allows employers and customers to have a peace of mind knowing that they have a trusted agronomic advisor and partner helping them in the field. The CCA program's rigorous continuing education, informational updates, and highest ethical standards provides comfort to customers in the field knowing that I am equipped to address various agronomic topics and trends. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
March corn up a quarter cent at 4.58 and three quarters. January soybeans up 1.5 at 9.99 and three quarters. January soybean meal up 3.90 at 3.11.50. January soybean oil up 24 cents at 40.02. On the Merck, February live cattle up $1.72 at 193.32. January feeder cattle up 3.27 at 266.30. February lean hogs down 47 cents at 80.82. Class 3 milk up 3 pennies at 20.34. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.